Back here courtside at the Yanatelli Center, where we are winding down our Surf Taco halftime show, and we're getting ready for the second half of action. Monmouth leading St. Peter's 30-16. The first half that saw Monmouth's two leading scorers lead the way. Deion Jones and Andrew Nicholas each with 9 points apiece. Monmouth's defense tremendous in the opening 20 minutes. Gary, Monmouth on top by 14. What do you want to see the Hawks do over the final 20 minutes to get their fifth win in MAC play?
They got to do what they did the second half of the first half. The last 10, 11 minutes of the first half, MU played excellent basketball. They need to continue that and not play like they did the first maybe 4 or 5 minutes of this game, where they couldn't really figure out the St. Peter's bigs. But I'll tell you this, once they did, they were pretty much unstoppable offensively. They did a really, really good job down the stretch in that first half. And now we'll have to come out here and couple that with another 20 solid minutes and get out of here with victory.
Hawks will have the half's first possession, moving right to left. Their starting lineup, the five that take the floor. Tyrone O'Garrow in the right corner, now throws it top of the key to Deion Jones. Back to O'Garrow, now they swing it. Robinson into the left corner with Nicholas now. Picks up his dribble, O'Garrow top of the key. Crosses over on Marvin Dominique. Dominique blocks the layup right into the arms of Burke. Back the other way with Trevis Weish. Second half continues much of the way the first half did. Welton down low, double teamed, fouled. O'Garrow or Tillman, the guilty party. They're going to get Zach Tillman. Nope, they had O'Garrow. It's hard to see when that official makes a call who he's signaling. So O'Garrow picks up foul number two. Weish dribbling with Deion Jones on him. Top of the key, 22 on the shot clock. He'll dribble himself over to the right wing. Washington for three over Robinson. Is good. Monmouth's lead now 30-19. One minute gone by, second half. Justin Robinson has it on the left wing, 22 on the shot clock. Robinson dribbles himself all the way over to the corner. Nicholas will try a three. That one's off the back of the iron, and Deion Jones called for a loose ball foul, going over the back of Marvin Dominique with 18:42 to go.
You knew St. Peter's was going to knock down a three eventually. They missed, I think it was 8 in a row. You knew that one of them was eventually going to go down, and they got one on that last possession. Just hope it doesn't spark them.
Their leading three-point shooter, Washington, the player that buried it. Burke will try one now. 2 in a row for St. Peter's. Back-to-back triples, and Monmouth now on top just by 8. Gary, they're not doing what you said to do, which was start the way you finished.
Yep.
18-10 to go in our game. Jones, top of the key. Finds a cutting Robinson in the paint, dribbles himself out of the paint, and now throws to Nicholas, top of the key. Picks up his dribble. He lost it right into the arms of Dominique. St. Peter's now turning defense to offense. Weish, behind the back at the right elbow, will pull it out. Robinson on him. 2 minutes gone by, second half. 8-point Monmouth lead. Weish dribbling on the right wing. Throws it down low to Marvin Dominique. He faces up on Weish. Now flips it all the way over left wing to Burke. Burke has it poked out from behind, and they say off of Burke. So Monmouth will get it back with 17:36 to go. Robinson calling signals as he'll walk it up. 17:25 to go. Robinson gets a high screen from Zach Tillman. Throws to O'Garrow in the corner. Tried to go down low to Tillman. It was deflected out of bounds. 19 on the shot clock. St. Peter's in that first half, as Gary said, just 1 of 11 from 3. They already have 2 here in the second half. Emmy will try to answer here. Nicholas picks up his dribble in the corner. Tried to bounce it off a player, but he threw it right to Quadir Welton. Welton finds Trevis Weish. Weish around a Welton moving screen. 17 minutes to go in the game. 8-point Monmouth lead. Weish dribbles himself over to the wing. Gets a high screen from Dominique. Now throws it over to Burke. Burke bounce down low to Dominique. Face off on Ogero. Spin baseline. Monmouth with a good double team. He'll miss that. Well, an offensive rebound. Put back is blocked. Ball out of bounds off MU with 16:42 to go. .33 on the shot clock for St. Peter's as they'll get it in. Burke, top of the key to Dominique. He'll hand off to Weich, as now that's who Robinson picks up. St. Peter's into their offense here. Over to Washington. Back to Weich. Cross-court left wing, Marvin Dominique for three. Three in a row for St. Peter's. A 9-0 scoring run has cut Monmouth's lead to 30-25.
Can't have that, and you left them really, really open on that one. Knocking down three in a row and cut the lead from 14-5 just like that.
Dominique does shoot 35% from three. Hawks in need of a bucket here. Jones will drive from the top of the key. He'll spin down low, and he'll be called for traveling with exactly 16 minutes to go in our second half. And this is the Monmouth team we saw the first seven or eight or so minutes of the game.
Sure is. Can't revert back to that. They did such a good job of moving the ball around, finding the open man in that first half later on.
Peacocks hit 1-3 in the first 20 minutes, three in the first 4 minutes here in the second half. Washington another three. Four in a row! St. Peter's has made up a 16-point halftime deficit to now just trail Monmouth by two. Coach Rice takes a timeout, and we'll take it as well. Hawks lead 30-28. It was 30-16 at halftime. 15:37 to go. We'll step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Gary Colwall, Eddie Acapinti here with you at the Yannatelli Center in Jersey City, where Gary, Monmouth held St. Peter's scoreless for over 8 minutes in the first half. They did a great job defensively. Well, in 4.5 minutes here in the second half, St. Peter's on a 12-0 run courtesy of 4 3-pointers to now make this Monmouth lead a simple 2-pointer, 30-28.
Yeah, it's been a tough start to this half for MU. St. Peter's has gotten hot from the outside. It's sparked them. It's gotten the building a little bit alive and the team a little bit more jump in their step. 12 points all coming from threes, and that'll slash the lead real quick.
Greg Nowak and Josh James have checked in. They've taken out Robinson and Ogero. Next whistle will get us the media, so it'll be a quick couple of seconds here. See if MU can add to their two-point lead. James will throw it out of bounds. He tried to find Zach Tillman, and that unforced error will give it back to St. Peter's. Take another timeout. 15:23 to go. Hawks 30, St. Peter's 28. We're out for 60 here on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth had a 14-point lead at halftime, 30-16. Since then, St. Peter's has hit 4 3-pointers to begin our second half, and Monmouth is now just up 30-28. As Gary, as we come out of the media timeout, the officials are overlooking at the monitor. I'm not 100% sure what they could be looking at. What we do know is Max DeLeo injured his left ankle and will not return to this game. He limped off the floor with really not able to put any pressure on his foot, so he is done. Not really sure what they could be looking at here.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, the only thing I can really think of is was a foot on the line on one of those threes, because I don't think we had a stoppage during any of that time, but that wouldn't take... I mean, they've been over there since the start of the timeout.
Yeah, they're still over there. I'm pretty sure, I mean, what happened the possession before, Josh James threw the ball out of bounds. I don't think a St. Peter's player got a hand on it. It will be Peacock basketball with 15:23 to go here in our second half. St. Peter's on a 12-0 scoring run in this second half. Weich being guarded by Josh James. Weich dribbles himself to the wing. Throws it all the way to Burke, who's open for three. Missed that one. Strong rebound. Loose ball right into the arms of Josh James. James back the other way now. Will pull up from the foul line. No good. Tipped rebound. Brady got a hand on it. Right into the arms of Washington. Desi Washington left to right. Flip over to Burke. Has it stripped by James, but it goes out of bounds. St. Peter's will have the ball, but what a play from the freshman.
really good transition basketball from Josh James, other than missing the jump shot. But finally, St. Peter's rimming out of three.
Scoring run hasn't quite stopped yet. Monmouth hasn't scored yet here in this second half. Inbound to Washington. Gets Nicholas in the air. Pulls for two. That one's no good. Nicholas with the rebound. Red will bring it the other way. He'll make a move to the rim. No good. Brady tip back. He's fouled. Brady grabbed the rebound in midair and was hit as he tried the attempt. That foul will go on Quadir Welton. Brady will have two free throws with 14:37 to go in our second half. You know, at halftime, I was talking to Josh Newman, Gary, about how big of a win this would be if Monmouth's able to hang on. But you're up 14. You figure you're going to hang on. Now this game very much a 50-50 affair as Brady misses his first free throw and Ogero checks in for Noel. Brady makes his second one, so Monmouth on top by three, 31-28. Hawks are going to pressure full here. They make Weish back up. He then throws it all the way to Dominique. He'll go right at Brady. His layup is good. Again, cut Monmouth's lead to 31-30. 14:20 to go. James throws to Ogero, top of the key. Back to James on the right wing. He'll dribble himself over to the corner. Picks up his dribble. Throws top of the key to Jones. Jones, jab step, attacks the rim. Deion is fouled on the way to the basket. 14:06 to go, and Deion Jones will have two free throws.
The Deacon College Minuteman Market nominee. That is his second personal, team's second.
Dominique picks up his second foul. Second one on St. Peter's.
Deion comes on the line for Monmouth for two shots.
Jones will make his first free throw to put that Monmouth lead back to two. One more coming for Deion. MU's leading scorer, made them both. Back to a three-point Hawks lead. MU will continue to pressure full. Weish will bring it up. Have James guarding him. Break the timeline with 13:57 to go. Dribbling between the circles right on that Peacock logo here at St. Peter's. Uses a high ball screen from Welton. Crossover on James. Kicks it into the corner to Burke for three. That one too strong. Ball tipped out of bounds off of Brady. St. Peter's will keep it with 13:41 to go. Elias Desport in. He'll take out Welton. Hawks look to go 2-3 on the zone. 2-3 zone, rather, on the out-of-bounds play. Weish will have Deion Jones guarding him. MU switch back to man. Weish drives on Jones. His floater rims out. Rebound pulled down by Jones. Outlet pass left wing to James. James to the basket. Can't get it to go. Ogero's there for the tip-in. Hawks back on top by five.
Ogero, I watched him the whole time. Coming from the three-point arc, was able to just cut in. He did a great job to follow that play as James is rimmed out. Hawks now back up by five. Be nice to see him get on a little bit of a roll as they foul away from the ball here.
Whistle away from the ball. 13:09 to go. That foul was on Chris Brady. I used the official's signal as what I said. The call. Brady gave a shoulder. See that. 13:05 to go. Monmouth back on top by five after leading by 14. St. Peter's basketball here. Top of the key, Travis Weish. Swings it left wing to Burke. Finds Desport. Back to Burke. Will thought at three. Now drives. Has it ripped out of his arms by Ogero, but right into the hands of Desport. He throws it down low. Dominique misses one over Nicholas. Brady with the rebound. James will now bring it up floor with Hawks leading by five. James, crossover. His floater is blocked by Burke. Dominique then throws it out of bounds off of Josh James. And St. Peter's will get it back. Not a good stretch there for the MU freshman with 12:34 to go.
No, in fact, a very tough stretch as we'll see Tyler Gaskins come into the game for the Peacocks. But it's been like it was early in the game where the Hawks couldn't float anything up and couldn't get anything to the rim at all.
Zach Tillman is checked in for Chris Brady. Weish working on James here. Bounce pass to Gaskins on the right wing. Mammoth double teams. He finds Desport right elbow, top of the key. Now Weish. He'll throw left wing to Washington, guarded by O'Garo. Bounce pass to Weish, top of the key. 14 on the shot clock. Weish around a Desport screen. Picked up by Tillman. Stop and go. Spins in the lane. Picks up his dribble. Kick out to Gaskins. 5 on the clock. Gaskins back to Weish. 4-3. In and out. Rebound. O'Garo had it. Desport will... I don't think they see it. The officials go to each other. And Desport rolled as the player out of bounds. Mammoth will get it with 11:57 to go. We'll take a timeout. Hawks 35. St. Peter's 30. We step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Can't go anywhere with you, you know that? Wherever we go, Gary gets recognized. I don't know if he knew Gary or if he knows the Red Badger, but regardless, there's 11:57 to go in our second half. Mammoth on top of St. Peter's, 35-30. Do I need a security guy?
Listen, I'm a popular guy, Eddie.
Not going to doubt that at all.
People know me.
People coming up to Gary, showing him his number and their phone. Do I know you?
I'm big time now.
You're big time. When you get north of the Driscoll, people know who the Badger is.
People don't know me as much as a couple other guys north of the Driscoll that we had on the trip today.
Yeah, it's a good point. 11:45 to go. Mammoth working it here. Justin Robinson is checked back in. He'll find Nicholas for three. In and out. O'Garo and Desport battle for the rebound. It'll go off of Tyrone out of bounds. St. Peter's gets it back. It was a 14-point game. On a few occasions, the Peacocks cut it to two as Mammoth Gary slowly stretched it back to five.
Yeah, it's been kind of stop and go here in the second half. And after that 4-3 spurt from St. Peter's, not a whole ton of offense from either side.
Peacocks have it here. Washington, top of the key, around our screen from Chris Roll. Picks up his dribble, throws to Ty Gaskins, 10 on the shot clock. Gaskins around a Desport screen to the basket, misses it. Desport's there for the putback to cut the Mammoth lead to three. 11 minutes to go, and Gary, I want you to keep an eye on something. When Elias Desport sets a screen, I want you to tell me next time down if he ever stops moving his feet. I've seen him set six moving screens.
I noticed one in the first half.
Mammoth with it here. Robinson will pull for two. He'll miss that one. Washington snatches the rebound out of the air. Being picked up by Robinson. Down low, throws the Desport. Back to Washington. Hawks up three. Washington is fouled, going to the basket. Mammoth's fourth foul comes with 10:35 to go here in our second half. It's about the time, if you remember, Gary, in the first half when Mammoth turned it up and got that double-figure lead as Greg Nowak will check in for Ty O'Garo. We'll see if they can do so here, put this game away.
That's been interesting to me, Eddie. The rotation that's been run today has been really, really short in comparison to what we've seen for most of the season in terms of the rotation. Only nine guys have played today, and one of those, of course, Max DeLeo, so only eight here in the second half. But it's been a little bit shorter, quick in and outs for these guys.
Yeah, if you look at, as you said, it's been an eight-man rotation. Haven't seen Marcelo Hudiger. Haven't seen Colin Stewart or Khalil Brown, normal rotation guys. St. Peter's to inbound under their own basket. Desi Washington for three in the tie is no good. Andrew Nicholas is fouled on the rebound attempt. The foul will go against Chris Roll for St. Peter's. Their third foul. Mammoth will get it back, leading by three. Robinson, top of the key, guarded by Weish. Dribbles himself to the right wing. Finds Nicholas, who popped out. Red to the basket with the left hand is no good. The tip is no good, and an offensive foul is called somewhere in the scrum. They get Greg Nowak for an offensive foul somewhere down there.
Nicholas, as well as Tyler Gaskins, were both on the floor for St. Peter's. The ball was kind of bounding around. I don't know how you could have called anything. There were bodies flying anywhere, everywhere. I don't see where there was one particular offensive foul. There might have even been, one on either side. But usually you see that let go. Not here.
Head scratchers. You don't get. You can't How do you play? There's no flow to the game. Monmouth will now go 2-3 zone look against St. Peter's. We are midway through the second half. Monmouth leads by three. Gaskins drives, tried to throw to Desport. Robinson took it away. He'll now lead the break back the other way. Throws it right corner to Nicholas. Top of the key, Tillman. Now throws over to Deion Jones on the left wing. Tillman sets a screen for Jones. Jones has his pocket picked by Gaskins. Ty Gaskins. Beautiful move around Robinson, but Jones with a great block that they'll call a goaltend. Wow, if it's a goaltend, he just got it on the backboard.
That's as close as it gets.
I thought it was good block. They say he took it right off the glass. As now that will make it a one-point Monmouth game, 35-34.
Looks like it was a clean pin from Jones, but not the case.
9:30 and counting to go. Robinson, top of the key. Around a screen from Tillman. Throws right wing to Greg Nowak. Nowak finds Nicholas, top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Has to throw back to Robinson. Finds Nowak running the left baseline. To Robinson for three. That one too strong. Deion Jones tracks down the offensive rebound. Jones throws top of the key to Tillman. He'll get it right back. 9:05 to go. Robinson now gets it. Finds a cutting Nicholas. His floater is good. Got a friendly roll to put Monmouth back up by three. Almost looks like a high school score, doesn't it?
Yeah. But like you said, this one looked to be almost out of reach the way Monmouth was playing at the end of that first half. Now it's going to be a dogfight, and you got to come away with a win if you're the Hawks today.
Sellers over to Weish. They go left elbow, Dominique. Monmouth still 2-3 zone. Gaskins, triple for the tie. We are all square at 37. A new game with 8.5 to go. It was coming. You could feel it. And another three for St. Peter's has knotted this one at 37. See what Monmouth does to answer here. Jones gets Gaskin in the air. Give and go with Tillman. Tillman threw it away. Desport with a steal ahead to Howard Sellers. Monmouth not playing good basketball here in the second half. Weish has it top of the key. Drives on Nicholas to Gaskins for three. That one no good. Desport pulls down the rebound, and then they call a foul on Justin Robinson. 7:56 to go. We'll go to the media with a brand new game. 37-37. 7:56 to go. We'll step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. If you weren't hungry before this read, you'll be now. Scala's Pizzeria is a proud supporter of the Monmouth Hawks. For great pizza and more, visit Will and Faz about a block from the ocean in West End, or give them a call for home delivery at 732-222-8728. Monmouth and St. Peter's, Gary, all tied at 37. Hawks led by 14 at halftime. It's been a St. Peter's three-point barrage in the second half. They've hit 5 of 10, and we got a brand new game.
Yeah, it's anybody's contest right now with 8 minutes to go, but now the numbers in the three-point column kind of reversed. The Hawks just 1 of 7 from beyond the arc. They've missed all three they've taken here in half number two. St. Peter's has hit 5 since the break.
Peacock basketball here, 7:40 to go. Marvin Dominique will give St. Peter's their first lead in the second half. After a baseline jumper, they go up 2. Monmouth has countered with Colin Stewart, and he'll try a 3. No good, too strong. Zach Tillman fights for the offensive rebound. MU with a fresh possession here, 7:20 and counting to go in this game. Hawks trail by 2. Robinson, nice bounce pass to Tillman. Tillman back to Robinson, out to Stewart. Gets Desport in the air for 3 again. An air ball. Rebound pulled down by Ty Gaskins. Gaskins has it taken away by Nicholas, who can't keep it in bounds. It'll be St. Peter's ball, 30 on the shot clock, 7:02 to go in the game. Robinson will take a seat. James, O'Garo, and Brady will check in. The only Hawks left on the floor are Nicholas and Stewart. Seven minutes exactly to go. Hawks trail, 39-37. Weish throws for Desport, has to come out to the three-point line to get it. Now hands it back to the point guard, Weish. Desport still moving on a screen. Weiss throws one off the bottom of the backboard. Colin Stewart with the rebound. Outlet to James. James, stutter step in transition. Pull from the foul line. We're tied at 39.
Smooth stroke from Josh James. Stewart with a good job to keep it in bounds down low. And wow, we go back and forth here with 6 minutes left.
You see what I mean about Desport, though? Hasn't been set on a screen all game.
Oh, you're right about that. Yeah, 100%.
Gaskins, left wing, Nicholas on him. 39-39. Down low, Dominique, triple team. Weiss, top of the key, to the basket. Leaves for Dominique, who will throw it down with two hands. Under six to go. Monmouth again down by two. Colin Stewart throws to James. Josh James will now pull it out, reset the offense. Bounce pass right block to Nicholas. Nicholas is fouled by Elias Desport, going to the basket with 5:44 to go.
Getting late here. You got to knock down your freebies. At this point in the game, it's a must. Probably goes without saying, but
I mean, you got to make them all the time. And Monmouth is the worst free throw shooting team in the conference. I gave that foul to Desport. They got it before that. They put it on Gaskins. Nicholas makes the first free throw. Chris Burke, Quadir Weldon check in. Gaskins and Desport come out. Gary, this is a game MU has to win. Another Nicholas free throw, but he makes them both. Deion Jones will come in for Colin Stewart. You know, I know it's a 50-50 game now, but the way it was going and where you stand in the league, you need this one.
Absolutely. You absolutely have to find a way to come out with a victory in these next five and a half.
Again, folks, Max DeLeo, no diagnosis yet, but he is out for the rest of the game with an ankle injury. As St. Peter's will come at Monmouth. Chris Brady with a big-time block on Marvin Dominique, but St. Peter's will get it back. They stop the clock because the shot clock reset. They'll have to put the clock back down with 5:30 to go. They'll put 23 on the shot clock.
It's a good call. It never hit the rim. It was blocked off the glass. That's a good call by the officials and a good catch.
They actually put 22 now on the clock, not 23. 41-41 our score. Hawks are going to play man here. They've been switching man and zone. Weiss guarded by James. Throws over to Burks. Now to Washington. Monmouth double teaming. They find Weiss. Cross court find to Dominique in the right corner. Pull up for two. No good. Deion Jones tips the rebound, tracks it down in front of St. Peter's bench with 5:10 to go. James now to Jones. We'll get it back as now James throws for O'Garo. Finds Nicholas. Nicholas pull from the foul line. He is fouled. 4:58 to go. Andrew Nicholas will go to the line for two. After that is St. Peter's fifth team foul. Chris Burke with his first. Been a physical game. We've seen a lot of turnovers, fouls, not as many made field goals. And Gary, you got to figure whichever team comes out with the win is just going to be the tougher team here on this Sunday matinee affair. Nicholas makes his first free throw. Nicholas will give Monmouth a two-point lead, 43-41, after making a pair of free throws. Hawks are going to pressure full here. Weiss barely gets a pass through to Dominique. He does. Finds a streaking Desi Washington. Picks up his dribble. Now goes top of the key to Weiss. To the basket. He'll tie the game at 43.
Sliced right through, and the Hawks gave him a lane. Can't let him have that space. He's quick, and he got to the rim in a flash.
4:30 to go. James finds O'Garo down low. He'll lay it in with a left hand. Nice little pick-and-roll basketball. Monmouth back on top, 45-43.
And a good adjustment by O'Garo. The ball was behind him. He collected with one hand, spun, and still was able to put it in.
James now guards Weiss on the left wing, 20 on the shot clock. Around to Marvin Dominique screen. Behind the back, Weiss goes to Dominique for three. He buries it. St. Peter's back on top, 46-45. Under 4 minutes to go in this one. Now it's whichever team can make the most plays. And now our final 3:45. James throws to Jones. He'll get it back from Dion on the right wing. James will bounce it down low to O'Garrow. He'll find Jones. Jones back to James, top of the key. Passes right wing to O'Garrow. Couple of dribbles back to James. Six on the clock. Over to Nicholas. Knifing move. Can't get it to go. Loose ball foul somewhere as bodies went up for the rebound. They'll call that foul on Deion Jones. It'll be Mamet's seventh, and it'll get us to the last media timeout in regulation. 3:25 to go. Hawks trail St. Peter's 46-45, and we're back in 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Mamet trail St. Peter's 46-45 with 3:25 to go in this one. To show you the contrast in a couple of these max scores, we take a look at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. Gary, Iona leads Canisius 73-71, 8 minutes to go in that one. That game will probably end up in the 90s. And Manhattan leading Niagara 50-45, 15 minutes to go, second half, from Buffalo. Those are the other two scores.
We won't come close to those numbers.
Well, maybe if we go into five overtimes. Here, St. Peter's on top of MU by that 46-45 margin. MU led at halftime by 16. It was 30, or by 14 rather. It was 30-16 at intermission. St. Peter's has outscored MU by almost that same margin in the second half, 30-15, as Chris Burke is shooting 1-1 with 3:25 remaining. He'll make his first one. St. Peter's now up by two. Another free throw coming for the St. Peter's Peacock, Chris Burke, the senior from Willingboro. He made them both to give St. Peter's a 48-45 lead.
Every possession huge now. Hawks needing a bucket here.
Can't waste any, as Gary said. They'll go to Jones. He'll spin and have his shot blocked. It goes out of bounds off of Tyrone O'Garrow. It'll be St. Peter's ball. And just not a good move with 3:11 to go. Hawks trailing by three. Weish will break the St. Peter's pressure. Then find a streaking Burke, who reverses his layup to give the Peacocks their largest lead of the game, almost at 50-45. .250 and counting to go in this one. Robinson around a Brady screen, top of the key. Pull up for two. Back of the iron. Dominique with the rebound. Hawks have been ice cold here this half. Gary, MU shooting now 4-for-19 in the second half. Weish picks up his dribble, throws to Desport. Down low, Dominique gets free. That's the largest lead of the game for St. Peter's. The Dominique lay-in makes this a 52-45 game. And Coach Rice takes a timeout with 2 minutes 16 seconds to go.
This is tough. I mean, this has been just a mini stretch from St. Peter's at the wrong time. MU hasn't been able to close out defensively. Twice they lost a man down low, and it's resulted in two easy buckets for the Peacocks. And now all of a sudden, the Hawks have a major hole to climb out of with just 2:16 to go, down seven.
Not to belabor the point, but Mammoth is trying to snap a four-game losing streak. The Hawks, because of this four-game streak, have fallen into an eighth-place tie with this exact same St. Peter's team at 4-9 in the league. You lose this one, that's tough, because then you've got to beat St. Peter's on your home floor. Gary, if they lose tonight, they drop their fifth straight. Next one against first-place Iona, obviously probably your toughest venue to play in the league all year. This a just monumental 2 minutes and 16 seconds for Coach Rice and team. What do you do now? Your offense has been non-existent in the second half. How do you get something going?
You got to find a way. We talked about it at length. You got to find a way to win this game, and now they've dug themselves a deep hole with just over 2 minutes to go. It's got to start with a bucket here and then a stop and go from there, but you got to find a way to get at least two right now.
Monmouth will come out with Ogero, James, Brady, Nicholas, and Jones. Hawks will inbound right in front of their own bench. 30 on the shot clock. James, top of the key. Throws to Ogero on the right wing. Monmouth into their set here. James has it on the left wing. Nicholas, top of the key for three. That one's off the back of the iron. And Brady had the rebound. It got tipped out of his hands. Jones now has it. And Dion is fouled going to the basket with exactly 2 minutes to go in the second half.
Good work down low by Monmouth to get the offensive board. The ball kind of just bounced around on the floor. Nicholas firing from straight away there. I don't hate that shot. He wasn't open, and you probably wouldn't like that shot earlier in the game. But right now you need points, and he was open enough at this stage in the game.
Deion Jones with two very important free throws for Monmouth. He'll make the first one. Cuts that St. Peter's lead to 52-46.
We talked about defense into offense earlier. Now offense into defense. You need a stop.
Jones made them both. It's now a 5-point St. Peter's lead. Monmouth is going to pressure now full, trailing 52-47. They throw over the top of it to Washington. They'll break the timeline with under two. Now everyone joins him to our right. St. Peter's possession here. They double-team Washington. He throws to Weish. Weish will drive, throw to Desport. James got a hand on it, but Monmouth couldn't get it. Dominique gets it and sends it down with two hands after the scrum. 100 seconds to go. Hawks again trail by seven.
50-50 ball. Got to come up with it.
Just an absolute backbreaker. Tyrone Ogero pulls a jump shot that he misses. And now Weish with the rebound. Hawks are in desperation mode here. And Nicholas will foul Travis Weish. Oh, this is a tough one if you're a Monmouth fan. As you trail by seven now with 1:24 to go.
And you're going to look back, I think, at that one. Down by five. Ball knocked free, loose on the ground, and you allow St. Peter's to come up with it. That's going to be the one you probably look at.
Rebound after Weish misses that one and one to Ogero. Hawks in need of buckets here. 1:18 to go, down seven. Nicholas will drive, and before he can do so, there's a foul called somewhere down low. They'll call that foul on Desi Washington. It'll be 1-1 for Andrew Nicholas here.
Andrew Nicholas on the line for Monmouth, shooting 1-1.
Nicholas made it, got a really friendly bounce. 54-48 now, 1:14 to go. Figure if he can hit this one, Monmouth doesn't have to foul. Has Nicholas missed the second one woefully short, but Ogero tracks down the offensive rebound and then tried to throw to Nicholas, who couldn't catch it, and it goes out of bounds. Another opportunity missed by MU with 1:11 to go. 54-48. Now Monmouth pretty much has to foul, down six, but instead they force a turnover. Ogero with a steal to Deion Jones, who will dunk it with two hands with 1:02 to go. John Dunn takes a timeout as Monmouth that quickly makes this a 4-point game, 54-40.
We saw the Hawks do this same thing at Marist, turning the ball over in the backcourt instead of having to foul. When they were supposed to foul, they ended up turning it over. They did it again here. Great work by Ogero to come away with the ball, find Deion Jones flying through to dunk it. Down by four, it becomes a lot more interesting now. John Dunn, of course, taking the timeout, but I don't think you need to foul here. I think you play D for 35 seconds. Obviously, if you don't get a stop, you probably, I don't want to say it ends the game, but it goes a long way in icing it for St. Peter's. You need to get a stop here in the next 35.
Here's your game recap. Monmouth trails St. Peter's 54-40. There's 1:02 to go. In the event of a jump ball, it would be Peacock possession. Monmouth with 18 fouls. St. Peter's has seven. Each team has two timeouts left. Colin Stewart has checked in for MU, taking out Chris Brady. So a small lineup in the game now for the Hawks. St. Peter's to inbound. Washington throws to Burke. Right back to Washington, who will now cross the timeline. Washington is fouled by Colin Stewart with 57 6.9 seconds to go. It'll be 1-1 for Desi Washington.
So I guess the idea is they missed a 1-1 front end already. They got another. They have a 1-1 here and another one coming. So.
Well, this is your final 1-1 because after this it'll be.
Oh, I looked up when it was still 8.
Right. So Washington's free throw is made. And actually, that's the good strategy because you can foul hoping he missed that one. It's a free possession almost.
And you save yourself time.
Right. But Washington makes them both. 56-50 with 58 seconds to go. Into the front court with James. Hand to Nicholas for three. No good. Rebound gets tipped out to Trevis Weiss. And he is fouled by either O'Garrow or James. As now, Gary, it really doesn't look good for MU, down 56-50 with 49 seconds to go.
Now you really need to kind of rely on missed free throws.
Trevis Weiss on the line for the Peacocks.
You hope that Weiss can miss one from the free throw line this year. He shoots at 73%.
Couple of dribbles from Trevis Weiss. Hawks trail by 6. And Weiss gets a friendly bounce on his first one to put St. Peter's up by 7. This is a tough one if you're an MU fan, especially with Weiss missing the second. You led at halftime by 14. Hawks need a miracle here. James into the chest of Dominique. No call. The rebound out to Desi Washington. And with 39.9 seconds to go, Monmouth will send St. Peter's to the foul line again. And it just seems with each possession, Gary, it just looks bleaker and bleaker for Monmouth, who was only able to this point muster 20 second half points. Washington will ice the game from the foul line. This eerily familiar from Friday night at Fairfield. Washington makes both free throws. Hawks now trail by 9. Colin Stewart will try a 3. He'll miss that one off the back of the iron. Rebound out to James. He'll try a 3. That one no good. Under 30 to go. And now, I don't even think if your mom if you foul. As Washington is fouled before he can throw it to Weiss. Gary, there's 23.6 seconds to go. Mammoth's down 9. And when did it all go wrong?
I'm speechless, Eddie. I really am. I mean, going to the halftime break with a 14-point lead, you allow 4 straight three-pointers from St. Peter's. But you kind of looked at that and said, all right, they missed 10 in the first half. They're not going to keep missing from downtown. A couple of them were bound to go in. But the stretch never really stopped, and the Hawks unable to score in the second half. Like you said, 20 points only in 20 minutes of basketball is not a recipe for success. 2 free throws good there, and it's an 11-point lead. It's really spiraled down quickly for the Hawks here.
61-50 St. Peter's. Tyrone O'Garrow at 13 seconds will throw to Colin Stewart. He'll pull for 3. I think that might have been partially blocked. Right into the arms of Washington, and that'll do it. St. Peter's will get a huge victory for them. Monmouth led 30-16 at halftime. All St. Peter's in the second half. Peacocks win 61-50. We'll get the thoughts of, I'm sure, a less than enthused Coach King Rice here post-game. We'll also get a look at final game statistics and take one final look around the MAC out-of-town scoreboard. But, Gary, I am absolutely speechless right now with Monmouth dropping this game.
Yeah, that's a tough one to swallow, Eddie, for sure, as we'll be joined by Coach Rice here momentarily.
We will be joined right now by Head Coach King Rice here on our post-game show. Coach joining us right away. And Coach Rice, tough one here in the second half. Your team up at halftime, big surge from a veteran St. Peter's team in the second half. Your thoughts on the game?
We're just struggling right now. It's a tough stretch, and we keep getting leads, and we can't hold them. We just got to keep trying to work.
And, Coach, we know that with teams that in a new league and in a new with a lot of new players, we know ups and downs. How, and I know it's easier said than done, but as a coach who's been through things like this, as a player who's been through things like this, what do you try to do to break out of some of these slumps?
We're trying everything. We just got to keep practicing, try to stay positive. It's hard right now. It's just hard, man. It's hard.
And, Coach, final question from us, and then we'll let you go. We appreciate you joining us right away. Obviously, you don't look too far ahead quickly, but you got a couple of days off now. You've got some time to get the team together. What's going to be your message to them over the next few days?
We just got to stay together. We got to keep working and keep fighting.
Coach, I appreciate you coming over right away. Good luck next time out.
Thank you, guys.
That's the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, joining us here on our post-game show, which is presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill, your official Hawks basketball post-game headquarters with nightly entertainment and drink specials. We also invite you to follow them on Twitter at Boathouse Belmar. As Gary, we heard it from Coach Rice. We will take one timeout and then come back and wrap things up, but you heard him say it. Tough. He almost at a loss for words to describe what he saw in this second half. We'll give you the numbers shortly, but difficult to watch your team give up a 14-point lead in a game you really need to win.
Yeah, that's, I mean, Eddie, I think we were kind of at a loss for words at the end of this one, too. It's a tough pill to swallow here today as we receive some final statistics, but up 14 at halftime, you really got to come away with a victory here on the road, and Hawks unable to do so this afternoon.
We'll take our only timeout here on our Boathouse Bar and Grill post-game show. Hawks fall to St. Peter 61-50. Brian, we're back in 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. Back here courtside to wrap things up at the Yannatelli Center, where Monmouth fell to St. Peter 61-50. It was a game in which the Hawks led at halftime 30-16. I'll save you the math. Monmouth was outscored in the second half by the host Peacocks 45-20. As we'll now take a look at our final game statistics presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Visit the Jersey Mike's location on the corner of Routes 36 and 71 in Carriage Square. Monmouth was led by Andrew Nicholas, 18 points, 8 rebounds, 15-9 for Deion Jones. After that, no Hawk in double figures, and after that, no Hawk over 4 points as MU Gary shoots 29% from the floor for the game, a staggering 17% from the floor in the second half, including 0 of 10 from 3 in this tough loss.
Yeah, tough one to swallow. Like I said, Hawks outscored in that second half by a wide margin and not what you wanted on this Sunday afternoon in a game that they really needed to have. And in the back end of that first half, some of the best basketball we've seen them play in a long time. And when you came into the second half with that, you almost looked at it as, even if they play half that good in this half, they'll be fine. That did not come to fruition.
St. Peter's was led by Marvin Dominique's 20 points and 6 rebounds, 17 for Desi Washington, 9 for Chris Burke. St. Peter's went 7 of 22 from the three-point line. Not impressive. What was impressive? They were 6 of 11 in the second half, and they hit 4 to begin the scoring in the second half. It erased that 14-point Monmouth lead, and then they were unstoppable the rest of the way. They shoot 53% in the second half to get the much-needed win on their side of things. Both teams came in 4-9, as now after this result, Monmouth is 10-15. Hawks have dropped 5 in a row. They're 4-10 in league play. St. Peter's is now 9-14 and 5-9 overall, as we'll now take a look at our upcoming game presented by Coach USA, driven with pride. And Gary, it is this coming Friday night. Monmouth will visit first place Iona for Valentine's night, a 7 p.m. tip. It's a doubleheader with the women's team, who take on the Gales at 4 p.m. on Friday afternoon. Tough to take a 5-game losing streak into the best team in the league record-wise, but that's what the task that Monmouth has facing them this coming weekend in New Rochelle.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing that there is 4 full days until that game on Friday night. Really almost 5 full days, but one way you look at it and say you really don't want to carry a losing streak through 5 more days, but another way you look at it and say you got 4 or 5 more days to get ready and to prepare for a very, very good Iona team, and I think that will probably be the Hawks' mindset, the latter. Get ready all week, and you got to go into a tough environment on Friday night and play a top team in this league, but the Hawks have already beaten one of the top teams in the conference. You hope for another one on Friday.
Take one final look at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard as, again, Monmouth falls to St. Peter's 61-50. Iona leading at Canisius. They've put some distance between them and the Golden Griffins. It's 92-79 Gales, 1:50 to go there. And Niagara has actually gotten in front of Manhattan. They lead the Jaspers 63-61, 8 minutes to go in the second half there. For all of those final scores, you can visit maxsports.com. But for this game recap, as well as videos, stats, schedules, and more with the Monmouth Hawks, that's only at one place. That's GoMUHawks.com. Gary, great job today as always. Obviously not the result we would have wanted, but appreciate you hopping on the broadcast. Great job as always.
Eddie, always glad to do it, and hopefully the next time I'm on, the result will be more positive.
Hawks fall 61-50 to St. Peter's. For my broadcast partner, Gary Kowal and Brian Cedillo in the studio, I am Eddie Acapinti, reminding you we are on the air again Friday night at 6:45 from Iona. That's the next time that will get you, fans, right here on your home for Hawks basketball, the Shore Sports Network. Have a good Sunday, everyone.
You've been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank the following sponsors who made this broadcast possible. Red Bank Sleep Shop, Maple Avenue at the corner of Monmouth Street, Red Bank. RKE Athletic, Route 71 in Wall, the official clothing supplier of the Shore Sports Network. Coke Zero, basketball-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy every day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. McClune's Restaurants, with 10 great locations. Barnabas Health, life is better healthy. World Subaru in Tinton Falls, they think the world of their customers. And by Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics.